Next patient is Alexander Lee Apperson. Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, Alexander Lee, L-E-E, Apperson is A-P-P-E-R-S-O-N, A-P-P-E-R-S-O-N, Apperson. Please make copy for Michael Townsend, M-D, Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, Michael Townsend, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Mike, thank you for sending Alexander Apperson for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of pneumonia and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 66-year-old male patient who was admitted to Advent Hospital in June 24 with a history of pneumonia and respiratory failure, was treated for a viral infection, and subsequently found to have bilateral lung infiltrates consistent with pneumonia. The patient was on high-flow oxygen, which was later weaned down to room air. And he was subsequently discharged from the hospital after 3 weeks of therapy. The patient has been treated for congestive heart failure with cardiomyopathy and atrial fibrillation, and had a cardioversion done. He also has coronary artery disease. The patient denies chest pains, denies mouth disease, denies fevers or chills. He is exercising regularly, and has been a weightlifter, bodybuilder, and also a swimmer. His most recent chest X-ray done on 6/24/24 showed patchy airspace disease consistent with pulmonary edema and or pneumonia in the mid and lower lung fields. There is no new chest X-ray this year. Presently, the patient has a rare cough and no fevers, chills, night sweats, no hemoptysis, but has mild leg swelling, period. Next paragraph, past history has included history for coronary artery disease, status post stenting, history of atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal, history of chronic back pain. He has hyperlipidemia, cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure. He also has a history of appendectomy, biceps repair, cardiac catheterization, hand surgery, lumbar disc surgery with fusion, nose surgery, triceps tendon repair, total shoulder replacement, total hip replacement, vasectomy. Next, family history. father died of prostate cancer, mother died of old age. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no glaucoma, cataracts, no hoarseness, dizziness, or nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, flank pains, dysuria, no hay fever or shortness of breath, no abdominal pain, and no rectal bleeding or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. And he has mild leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety, no joint pains. I'm sorry, he does have some joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies headache, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. None at the present time. Next, physical exam. This well-built, middle-aged male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or perforema. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 96, this patient's 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 249, saturation 97. HG and D non-spheric, pupils are reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasmuch is injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement of bruising of thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And scattered lesions in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular, soon on S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gain, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will, 1 plus edema of the ankles, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus. There are no gross motor upsets, cranial has a grossly intact skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, brush number 1 is chronic dyspnea. With the history of pneumonia. Number 2 is cardiomyopathy with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 3 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 4 degenerative arthritis and next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CT chest without contrast, and he will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Copy of his previous chest CT will be requested. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Can you please add in the past history of the patient, all Saturday history for hernia surgeries, times 5. Please add that in the passage. And a follow-up visit here in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Michael Townsend, MD. Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. MD. Okay.